It's Thursday, the 4th of December, and it's 11:50 a.m. Yes, after an evening's entertainment last night, we eventually got to bed around 11:30-ish, and about 9:15 this morning, my wife got up to go to the toilet, and I said, well, I'll get up and go too, because it's probably time to get up, and I looked, it was 9:15, I said, well, time to get up. Unfortunately, when she came back from bed, she looked at me, she says, you're not getting up just now, are you? Can we not go back to bed for an hour or so? I said, okay, we'll do that, but I won't get to sleep. Well, yes, I did. So we agreed, and between a couple of mutterings below the duvet, we'll get up at 10. Well, actually, it was 10:40 when we woke the next time. All those exertions and eating and dancing. But anyway, it was a great night, but I may say something about that somewhere else. Pardon me once again for coughing, it just catches you, but I have to say that this morning I'm feeling so much better. The pain in my throat, those ulcers have, I'm not saying they've gone, but because I'm drinking tea that's only slightly chilled off, so it's near enough normal temperature, and I can drink it okay, which is great news. And I think half the problem I've got just now is because I've still got a wee bit of cold, and snoring is not a good combination. It doesn't alleviate the symptoms if you're snoring during the night, if you've got still got the edge of a cold. So hence I'm still a wee bit throaty, but actually I feel good. I really do. In fact, I feel tremendously well compared to what I felt the past couple of weeks. And I'd have to be honest and say that up at the do last night, I never even thought about the cold. See, you can take your mind off it some ways. Anyway, back to reality, as I say. It's grey, very grey again, but again, extremely calm. It's much milder this morning. There's brighter skies over to the west, way over Glasgow way, but I don't know which way it's going or coming. But the garden, my poor garden, looking bereft of life. Well, not really, but it's just my typical winter garden, although it is missing loads of planting since the new fence went up, so lots of work to do there. But that'll come a wee bit at a time. So long as I've got my birds. Yes, so long as I've got my birds. There's three birds, little birds. Well, now there are two, because one's just come down, so at least I'll be able to identify them. Yeah, they were the house sparrows. There were three right in the top sprig of that great big landed conifer away over there. It seems to be a great perching place. It's obviously a vantage point, because all of the birds, no matter what they are, seem to like going up there, even if it's just for a few seconds, have a scout about, then come down. So I'm just going to shuffle left. No, that's your right, Mac. Your right. away from the wee tree and the bird feeders, because those wee sparrows look like they want to get down and get a wee bite to eat. Well, if it's far enough, maybe. And the goldfinches and the blue tits are down. Goldfinches are down in the Niger feeder, but you know that those little buggers must go through a zillion seeds, because that's what Niger seeds like, if you've never seen it or felt it. It's a tiny, tiny wee seed. And in a handful must be mega thousands. And yet, that's a what, about an 8-inch container? By about 2-inch inside OD? It can't be OD if it's inside. God. Anyway, you know what I mean. And they can empty that in a couple of days. It's your own faults for eating so many of them. Diversify. Find another food source. There's loads of this big seed here, you know. Thing is, that I watched them try to land on the seed feeder here, that the other wee birds can land on and grab onto no problem, and they don't seem to have the knack yet. I'll have to train them up. It's amazingly calm and quiet for almost 12 noon. Mary enjoyed herself last night. I know that. I'm not going to talk about the night here, but when we get together, especially with our sister, they just seem to join at the hip again when we're out, and they are they're two of the greatest people watchers I know. They're just brilliant. They spot things and they comment on things and just end up, it's just a giggle and a laugh. So I know they both thoroughly enjoyed themselves last night, and that was great, especially for Mary to get a break away. So she enjoyed it so much that even this morning in the kitchen, she spoke about two or three things that happened last night, and just laughing about them. What is drudgery now then? I've just realised that I've got 4 hours of daylight left if I'm lucky. Well, still, we're getting near the critical point, the turning point of the season. Be 17 days away, countdown. Blue tits come down to the feeder.